I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1190, That Which Must Be Named. If you're a Harry Potter fan, you know the phrase, he who must not be named. It's referring to the bad guy, Voldemort. Oh, I just mentioned his name. The arch villain of the whole series. People were afraid to say his name, fearing him and the evil results that might come if they said it. The strange thing is, only in the naming could they actually face him and then defeat him. Well, we have the same issue in real life. Let's look today at that which must be named. This podcast, T2G, is about the two greatest commandments that Jesus told us are to love God heart, soul, mind, strength, and then to love others the way that we've already been loved. So he lays the foundation of love. We love because we've been loved first. Maybe you've heard phrases like these. Name it to tame it. You're only as sick as your secrets. Bring it into the light. Confession is good for the soul. And so forth. Well, the Bible taught us about it first. David wrote about it in Psalm 32:3. He said, "When I kept silent, my bones wasted away." He was writing about his sin with Bathsheba and the killing of Uriah, Bathsheba's husband. Rich Velotis wrote, "When we hold on to our secrets, our bodies often manifest the poison we've stored in our psyches." Wow, let that sink in. I think this is a part of the genius of AA, where people stand up and introduce themselves, naming their sin. Now, I think there's a danger if you continually and always define yourself and limit yourself by the sin of your past. But if you don't face it, then the secret becomes a sickness that will destroy you. James 4:16 says, "Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed." Paul writes to the Ephesians, "But when anything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible. For anything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, 'Awake, O sleeper, and rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you.'" For a believer, it's hard to face and admit, but sin can't live in the light. Here's the great question. Is there something you've been keeping in the darkness that must be named? Let's pray. Lord, you know all things. You know the things in my life that I hide from other people, but I can't hide from you. You also know the power over me that my secrets have when I keep them to myself. Help me to see that which must be named, and then give me the courage to not just see it, but also to say it so that it can be redeemed, so that I can love more like you, because I know. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1191. In the meantime, when you hear the term confession, what do you think? You know, that term has all kinds of connotations. You might be thinking about a Catholic confessional where you go in and the priest is on one side and you're on the other and you confess your sins and you're told what to do about it. Or you might think about Augustine's Book of Confessions. Or you might think about a confession that someone made to you about something in their past. Well, the Greek word is homologeo, and it means simply to publicly profess or to admit. Now, it comes from two Greek words, homo, same, and logeo, to say. So confession has the idea of saying the same thing or agreeing with God about your thoughts and attitudes and behaviors and then seeking to conform those things to be like Jesus. 1 John 1:9-10 gives us a promise and a warning. Here's the promise first. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's the good news. We don't have to fear confessing, admitting, acknowledging our sin to say that which must be named, because the promise is he'll forgive us. But here's the warning. In verse 10, if we say we have not sinned, in other words, if we hide it, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. Today, let you and I face head on that which must be named.